Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many good things to say and share with his people who love him. Anybody that has ears to hear can understand that the Lord's return is very soon. He dearly loves us and he cares about us in every way. And he has always been there for us. The problem is most people have not sought him. Some people have sought him. And they sought to obey him. And they wanted salvation. And some people, even, you know, there are some that got saved. And then there's an amount of God's people, a smaller amount of God's people, who go on to get to know the Lord. And I thank God for them. And then there are some who persist and they get to know God. As we go forward in him and learn his ways, he systematically helps us overcome in every area of our lives. Now, I want to say this about the Lord. He's a gentleman. He's here to help you. But you have to invite him in your life. He gave us salvation, but we have to receive it. He gave us his word, but we have to receive it. And anything that goes wrong in our life, if you ask him for help, he will help you. Most people don't ask for help. When Moses was trying to get out of going to Egypt, he said, "Lord, I don't speak well." Moses had a speech impediment. But God said, he said, "Who made man's mouth?" And then Moses was reproved, and he sent Aaron he would speak to Aaron, and Aaron would speak to Pharaoh on his behalf. And you know, but God could have healed his mouth, but Moses did not ask him to heal his mouth. Don't think that God will just do something just because it needs to be done. You have to ask him. He has a method. He has a way to do what's got to be done. If God asks you to do something and you have a challenge, there is a way to do it anyway. Just like with Moses. Now, when you study the Word of God, you'll see people in so many situations of life. And some people sought the Lord about their problems and some people didn't. And some people sought the Lord about some of their problems, but not all of them. But I'm here to tell you, any problem that you have in your life, God has your answer. And the Holy Spirit was sent to guide you in life. He's not sent to do your job for you. He came to assist you, to guide you in the way that you should go, so you can make the decisions that need to be made, and then the Lord would help you attain the success you're after. Now, the Holy Spirit is given to us within to guide us in life and upon to help us do ministry. And I also want to clear something up about ministers. Preachers have an anointing to do whatever it is God gave them to do, whatever he sanctioned them for. But that doesn't mean that they will prosper throughout their life. Any Christian can prosper as much as they want to, as much as they desire to, if they seek the Lord, if they solve the foundation of problems, if they yield to the Lord, God can help them with anything they want help with. But if you don't ask, you won't have it. I'm sorry, it just won't happen. Even if God needs you to have it, it's not going to happen unless you ask for his help. Sometimes in order to prosper, you got to make some adjustments. On last broadcast, we talked about people that choose to be lazy. And we talked about how there are teachers out there that make sure every student she has learn what they're supposed to learn. Now, I know what I'm talking about because my mother was that way. And I had teachers that made sure you knew what you were doing. Some were more aggressive than others. And some people knew how to teach They knew how they were patient enough, and they knew how to help you. They knew where you were struggling, and they took the time to help you. But some teachers were lazy, and they passed you, and they would read newspapers in the class. We talked about that. But see, when they fail you, they really fail you when they don't make sure you learn. And it's really the parents' job to make sure that children are obedient and that they're learning. But teachers are being paid to teach the children. But when a parent do his job, and then, you know, the parents do their job, and then teachers do, if your love for the children will cause you to do what's necessary. But the ones that just decide, I'm to just ride it out, and, you know, whatever happened, happened. You know, God can't bless that. Just like in our lives, in our personal lives, if we don't ask God for help, you don't expect the help. If you want him to help you, ask him. He will guide you into all truth. The proverb said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It's important. If Christians ever learn to do that, they will be so much farther ahead, so much better off. It says, trust in verse 5, Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Never trust to do anything evil. Never trust to do anything that God said don't do. He said it because he loves you. And he cares about you. He cares about what's going to happen to you. But people who are hard-headed, they go on and sin anyway. They commit fornication. They rob. They steal from people. They hurt people. They say anything out of their mouth, and they don't care how they make you feel. You're going to cause problems doing that. And then you got to pay for those problems. Sin is very expensive. Don't trust to perform it. Don't do sin. It's going to cost you something. And if you don't believe me, look out in the world. People who you know have did all kinds of sin. Look how happy they are. They're not that happy. Look at the problems they have. I met all kinds of people throughout my life. But when you seek the word of God and start trusting God's word, that's how you trust the Lord with all your heart. You trust God by trusting his word, by receiving his word, and by doing his word. When you do his word, you're going to learn things you can't learn any other way. And you're going to see things as they truly are, just like we taught in last week's broadcast. Now, when you do these things, a healing process begins in you. And it gets better and better. Now, the enemy will try to attack you and hinder you from learning the things of God. I have to tell you that because it's going to happen. He'll use anything. He'll use your desires. If you get that straight and you don't desire evil anymore, then he'll cause people to bother you. He'll cause people to go out of their way to tempt you. I'm going to tell you, just like Chris Lucas told me. Chris Lucas was a friend of mine. And we worked at Food Giant together years ago in Huffman. And he worked in produce. I worked on the floor. We were good friends. He said something. He became a Christian just before I did, a few months before I did. And he said, and once I became a Christian, he said, Thurston, I'm going to tell you, the enemy is going to try to get you back. He said he's going to send women to flirt with you. People are going to do you wrong and try to get you angry. People might steal from you. And you may have a problem. That's just Satan trying to get you back to the world. He said he knows you're with Jesus now and you're safe. And then now he wants to get you back in the world again. And he told me what would happen. And it happened just like he said. But I understood that that was just the devil, and I laughed about it. I said, Satan, I'll never turn. I saw him for what he was. And everything that happened, I started learning to fight. I learned to fight Satan. I learned to resist him because I knew what to look out for. And I really wanted to live my life according to God's word. I was so thankful for what Jesus had done. I felt his peace. I felt brand new. I was not going to betray that ever. So as I began to live, I found out that God's ways are better. At first, I was just trying to not sin, but I found out not sinning is better. And God's way is better. And I started seeing sin for what it was. And then I said, you know, one day I'm going to be married and I want to know that I won't cheat on my wife. Things, are, you know, with God, everything is better. And people, when one thing don't work, he'll try something else. And there's a pattern to it. He'll try to, if he can't get you to sin of your own accord, he'll try to get other people to interfere in your life and cause you to sin, even down to giving you bad advice. Sometimes people will get jealous of you and give you bad advice. Some people will want to get you on drugs and they'll give you bad advice. I mean, I say that because when you start prospering and making money and doing what you're supposed to do, all your friends that were that have gone to south, that went southbound and started doing drugs, they'll try to get you involved with what they're doing. But you have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. If he give you a dream, see, he'll give you a dream, but you got to receive that dream just like you receive his word. He'll give you the warnings you need, and you'll have to pay attention and receive it and act on it. When people are up to no good and the Lord reveal it to you, then don't go around them. When I was in high school, the Lord said, start hanging with people that are mild, not the people that do drugs. And I did. But why? Because people who are doing wrong, they make wrong look good. And once you try it, you hook. That goes for anything. If they're stealing, they'll make stealing look good. And when you do it, then the enemy get involved in your life. And it's hard to get him out once you get him in. If, you know, friends that cheat on their wives, they try to get you involved. Because birds of a feather flock together. They want you doing what they're doing. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And all these on the audio 4 page in real time. You can download it whenever you want to. I thank God for modern technology. He gave it to spread the word, not to do filthy things. Everything God gave, he gave it to us to help us out. When people stand before the judgment seat of Christ, whether they're in heaven or hell, they'll know for a fact that God did everything he could to get us on board with God. And the enemy did everything he could to get us to turn our back. You'll know these things in the presence of God. When you go to hell, you'll know that you'll remember your life vividly. And you'll remember all the times you could have been hearing the word and you didn't. You rejected it. When you saw a church, you walked on the other side of the street. That's what happens when people go to hell. They remember everybody that tried to get them on board with God. Their sin caused them to go the other direction. That's the sin that they were involved with interfered with how they heard God's word, and they kept rejecting it. And then when they died, they went on to hell. They couldn't go to heaven. And then everybody who went to heaven, They'll see things for what it is. They'll know that God sent preachers and Christians to give them the word of God, and they received it. They saw people living the life of God, and they wanted in, and they got saved. And they're so glad they did, and they almost didn't. In this life, if you follow God, you're not going to regret it. And on your job, when you're working as under God, when you're trying to make a difference, the negative people are going to say, don't do that. You're making us look bad, but keep doing it anyway, because the wisdom of God always honors the love of God. The love of God always honors the holiness of God. The holiness of God always honors the love and wisdom of God. God will not do you wrong. He's trying to bless everybody, but people do things their way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Do it because it's right. Do it because he first loved you. Love people that don't love you. Love everybody. When I talked about how the Holy Spirit may give you the heads up so you can avoid people that's trying to get you in trouble, do it. Love them anyway. That doesn't mean you don't love them. Love them. But don't be around them. And don't get caught up in their schemes. See, God didn't tell you to do what's right, and he's not here to help you. He's here to help you. But every problem you've got, turn it over to God. Ask God to teach you your wisdom and act on it. And then when Satan comes, ask God to give you the strength to resist Satan, the will to resist Satan, and study his word. And command Satan to leave your life. When Satan come bothering you, command him to leave your life. Tell him you can't speak to me. If he give you evil dreams, tell him you can't give me evil dreams ever. Whenever he tried, stop him. Even in your dreams, you can stop Satan. I've done it. There are times he tried to give me dreams. I would wake up rebuking him. You got to put him in his place. You got to drive him out of your life. And the word of God will help you do it. Kenneth Hagin wrote a book called Authority of the Believer. You can go to rhema.org and go to their libraries and order it online. Rhema.org. You can order Authority of the Believer. Every Christian need to read this. And also, there are people on YouTube teaching people about heaven and hell. Catherine Baxter. The Lord took her to heaven, and he also took her to hell and has her teaching about heaven and hell. She's been there. Everybody need to go on YouTube and look up Catherine Baxter and hear what she got to say. God's people come in all colors, white, black, red, yellow, and brown. And I thank God for all of them. The Ugandan pastor, you need to hear his testimony. Everybody need to go to YouTube and listen to the Ugandan pastor. It's sobering. It's very sobering. It's time now to get busy with God. Get down to business with God. Go and hear what he has to say. Take time and listen to him. Hear him out. God is moving mightily by his spirit, and he's going to help you go forward. I want to see people go forward and not backwards. Do the things that the Holy Spirit has guided you to do. Everywhere God goes, everywhere you go, the Lord will go with you. He will help you do the things of life. He will help you. He will help your life count. He will give you the wisdom to do the hard things, such as raising your children. Some people have blended homes. You've married someone that has children, and the children, they'll say, "You're not my mother," or "You're not my father." The Holy Spirit will teach you how to build a relationship with that child, even if it's a teenager. He will give you the wisdom to help heal the hurt of that child. If the person you married went through a terrible divorce, remember the child loves both parents. And that world is torn apart and divided. And these things happen for several different reasons. And sometimes it should have happened. But love the child. And always teach the child to love both parents. Even the one that did the other wrong. The child loves their parent. You don't have to stop loving a person because they did something stupid. Or because they did something evil. God, the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom so that you can do these things from the heart. Whatever he guides you to do, it's up to you to do it from the heart. Don't just do it from, don't grudgingly obey God, willingly obey God. That's when you're going to meet him. That's when you're going to know him. You have to decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to operate according to his love and his wisdom. Now, you have to put, by the Holy Spirit, you'll learn to put yourself in other people's positions. you marry someone, they were married before, they had a bit of fallout, and then you married this person. And now, your love, because you love God, your love runs deep. And you have to love the family members. You know, people can do some very contrary things. But by the Holy Spirit, you can love contrary people. They're going to be contrary. If they wasn't born in sin and shaped in iniquity, they'll act like angels. But they're not going to act like angels. You have to represent God to everybody. Well, preacher, that sounds like hard work. If you do it in your own strength, it's very difficult. I'm not asking you to do it in your own strength, and neither is God. You've been shown the love of God. You can love people. You have a reference. That's something that even the Old Testament prophets didn't have. They never were born again. Their sins were covered as they obeyed the law of Moses. When they sinned, and they did, they would have to get an animal and sacrifice it. And the priest even the prophets and even the priests, when they were sinned, they would have to go and buy two turtle doves if they were poor, or they would have to sacrifice a lamb or a goat or a bullock. Or, you know, there are rules that they had to obey. That had no spots or blemishes, and they would buy it, or they would, if they had cattle, they would sacrifice one to cover their sins. But we have been forgiven of all of our sins. Our sins are not just covered, they are gone. They are washed away in the blood of Jesus. So we don't know what it's like every time you say a cuss word or act on any form of sin. Now you got to go and buy two turtle doves if you're poor and take it to the priest so the priest can sacrifice it on your behalf, and that the blood of that animal will cover your sin. Well, Jesus washed away all your sins. If you sin, ask God to forgive you every time. Not just when you first get saved. Every time you sin, every time you miss it, and you will, because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And we're growing from glory to glory to glory. We don't grow up all at once. Christ is not formed in us all at once. We are saved. And we're set apart for his use. We're set apart to represent him. We've been shown the love of God. But it's up to us to go on and grow. And until you do grow, you're going to do things. It's just like a baby learning to walk. Eventually they'll fall down because the legs aren't strong yet. And sometimes your dedication to God has to be strengthened. Even though you're a new creature, it's possible to walk with God from the time you get saved and never miss it, but it's not probable. And the only reason it's possible, if you take time and if you learn to live in his strength, it is possible. The Lord can do anything. And I'm sure that there are people who, from the beginning, they grow. Paul did it. Paul grew from glory to glory from the time he first got saved. He went and spent 3.5 years in Arabia because nobody trusted him because he had Christians arrested. And the Pharisees wanted to kill him. But he went and he learned. But he had when he was Saul, he had a reference of the word of God. He had studied the word as a Pharisee. And then when he got saved, the Holy Spirit helped him gain understanding. And he made the right adjustments. Well, most people, they're getting to know God. And we grow from glory to glory. So as you grow from glory to glory, if you miss it somewhere, God is able to bless you, and he's able to help you stand. He's able to help you grow from the weakness that you experience, or the sin that you performed, or the things you thought about, or the unforgiveness, or whatever. So love people just like God loves you. Every time you do him wrong, remember, people are going to do you wrong, and you're going to shower them with God's love. And by the Holy Spirit, you can learn to willingly do these things. Now, it's important because as we go forward in the Lord, we're going to learn things are greater than the things that we've learned in the world. You can learn to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He cares about you. He wants to help you. He's a blessing to us all. And as we hear him out, we learn. And any problem we have, any lingering problem we have, God is able to give us wisdom against it and strength against it and knowledge to stop it. The word of God is the knowledge of love. And the Lord will give you his knowledge liberally. And he won't get mad at you for asking him questions. Always ask the Lord your questions. Seek him out. Seek him so that he can tell you the things that you need to know. Everything that you do, every person you love, every act of kindness works to help people avoid hell and gain heaven. Heaven is given to us, and we gain it by being saved. And as we act on the word of God, we'll stay saved. We won't walk away. The world system is designed to harden your heart against God. But the love of God helps people be attracted to the Lord. Because sincerity attracts sincerity. When you truly love God from the heart, the Lord has something to work with. And he can teach you many truths that you didn't know before. Everybody deserves a chance to get to know God. And we don't deserve salvation, but he gave it to us anyway. And I thank God that he did. I'll never go back to the worldly way. I hate the worldly way. Every wicked way I hate. And the way of God I love. The things of God are perfect and true. As you sincerely walk with him, you're going to get to know him from glory to glory. People won't always get on board with your new positive attitude. People won't always appreciate how you love people. People want you to love who they love and hate who they hate. People want you to be mad at who they're angry with. But pray for those who despitefully use you. That covers everybody. That's why Jesus said that. When you study what Jesus said and act on it, you're going to find out it works. And you're going to find out that it truly works. You're going to get to know the Lord. And if you go on to know the Lord, you're going to find out that everything he has to say works. I love the Lord, my God and King. I'll never go back to the wicked ways of this world. I want to be as distant from the earth, from the world system as the East is from the West, in character and in deed and in logic. I desire to go forward in him, only forward in him. And then, my friend, it is glorious to see God move. It is glorious to see the ways of God operate in our lives. As we go forward in him, we will see things in a much greater way. We will be able to do the things that we couldn't do before. We will be able to understand what we never understood. And we'll have insight into the things that people choose to ignore. Go forward in the Lord, only forward. Your life will be greater than what other people's, that people that don't make the jump to do God's word, their lives won't be the same. And their lives won't operate like those who follow God. Even the people that bless you and taught you, you're going to learn things that they didn't learn. For several reasons, your makeup, your character, your creativity, what God put in you. Those things help you to understand things that sometimes people may miss out on. The Lord is with you. Sometimes people say, well, I can't do better than my pastor. Yes, you can. You're supposed to. Jesus said, he that believe will do greater works than me. Greater works than Jesus. He that believes. See, every preacher that do his job, they help people see things in a greater way. And they grow from glory to glory. And it's better. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.